It's not
functioning right now. Blog Talk Radio.
Running.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Wrestle Talk. And indeed, Martez Al couldn't be here tonight, so I'm his fill-in, the Southwest Texan. Some of you guys know me, some of you guys don't. I've been on the debate show for about 2 weeks now, but I'm your host for tonight. So how's it going, everybody? As I would say, God bless for everybody. And there's nothing like God, and that's all I got to say. And how's everybody doing? So how about we start off tonight with some wrestling news about Cody Rhodes wanting to go against Monday Night Raw, move from Wednesday night from going to war with NXT to going to Monday Night Wars with Monday Night Raw, the flagship show of WWE. I think that that would be a crazy move, but I believe that Cody Rhodes is a mastermind like his father, and I believe that he can do it. But in another way, I'm thinking the other way. But, you know, what do you guys think about that? He's saying that when he asked a particular person, he said, well, yeah, he's trying to go to Monday night. He's trying to go to Monday nights with that. And then I think that's a good thing and that's a bad thing. And that's just a crazy thing. He wants to go to Monday Night Wars from one day to another. And anybody wants to give a call in, give us a call. It's area code 646-668-8672 if you want to give a call on and give us some comments on that. Is there any callers that want to give a call in on that? Well, I'm going to end up changing the subject. What about Nick Aldis saying that he wants to go against Triple H for his world NWA's 10 pounds of gold? How do you guys think about that? You know, I think that would be a great match. Nick Aldis has been carrying the NWA for almost 2 years now with his title defense against some of the best in the game, from the indies to the pros, from everywhere in the world. You know, he's been around the world defending that 10 pounds of gold. He actually lost it to Cody Rhodes almost 2 years ago at the first All Out show, All In, in Chicago. But he ended up winning it back, and ever since then he's been carrying that gold like a champion back in the day. So another thing, you know, is if WWE does what, like they say, NWA and WWE have a healthy communication together. But I you know, and another thing is WWE doesn't want to do that. WWE wants to do it years down the road, but I believe that they should do it now that Nick Aldis is hot with the NWA's World Heavyweight Championship, and he should be able to do it right now because Triple H is almost at the end of his prime. Well, he's been past his prime, but he still got it. He still got it a couple years in him, but he should do it right now that Nick Aldis is hot with that championship. And I believe that WWE should also, I'm going to keep on the subject, WWE should be open to being able to do an open promotion with other promotions like New Japan Pro Wrestling with Impact. You know, they got a relationship with Impact, you know, with using their film and storylines when they did it with the Hardys and AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, so on and so forth. But I believe that WWE should be open to being open relationship like back in the day when Hulk Hogan faced the New Japan World Heavyweight Champion when he was the World Wrestling Federation Champion back in 93. You know, Vince should be able to go back to those kind of days. He says he's listening to the people, but, you know, people want that. People will want to see that. I believe Nick Aldis is doing the right thing and wanting to defend the World Heavyweight Championship against Triple H because Triple H is the best in the game and there's no difference. Nobody can say nothing about that. So if you callers want to call in and comment on that, give some questions to the Southwest Texans. You know, bring them on. I'm open to questions to anybody that wants to bring a question. Again, area code 646-668-8672. Oh, Zeke's on the line. What's going on, Zeke? Open. Give me that call. Give that question.
What up, Dayday?
Zeke, you're on the line. What's going on?
What up, though?
What's going on, man? You got a question? Or you got any comments on AEW, WWE? What's going on?
Oh man, AEW was great last night.
Oh man, I was going back and forth. I mean, like I watched both. NXT was actually great last night, but, you know, a lot of people are sleeping on NXT because they're, you know, AEW fanboys.
I still watch
them
both.
Not like that, but, you know, I watch both. I watch both, but I believe the thing that they're doing with Finn Balor is they're going to bring another Bullet Club into the WWE or the NXT roster.
That would be sweet.
You know, so I don't know. I'm just saying. But I like AEW. Don't get me wrong. But they're kind of going at a kind of different direction, but I kind of see where they're going. But at the same time, it's kind of a little bit pushy over with the storylines.
Yeah, the tag team match last night, the Lucha Brothers versus Kenny and Hangman, that was fire.
Oh, yeah. That I actually caught that at the end, but I'm actually going to rewatch that tonight because I was actually watching NXT while I was watching that match.
Yeah, that was fire right there.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I believe – what do you think about Cody Rhodes running the one to move from Wednesday night to Monday night?
He wants to go against Monday.
I mean, he could probably do it, but, like, I mean, that's where WWE is going to step up their game again. I don't know what's going to happen, but I believe that's what's going to do.
They're fine on Wednesday, I think.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you want to say before we go?
Not really. Just hit me up.
All right, man. I got you.
All right, bro. Good
job. I'll talk to you later, man. Thanks. So, how about another subject? With Val Venus actually talking about Nyla Rose in winning the AEW Women's Championship. A lot of people are saying, you know what I'm saying, that it's wrong, but a lot of people are actually, you know, they're actually saying, because I believe it's wrong. I believe it's the wrong thing, but a lot of people ain't saying it, because I put a meme out and a lot of people took it the wrong way, but it was just a joke. But I mean, I don't think, you know, it's wrong the way everything from the Impact going to let Tessa Blanchard win the heavyweight championship, that degrading the men's heavyweight championship. They should have just left it, you know, where she was fighting for the championship she lost, and that had been that. You know what I'm saying? Because if they wanted to make history, they should have did it with China when she won the Intercontinental Championship and then going to face off for the World Heavyweight Championship. If they were going to push the grade then, they should have did it then. They pushed it too late. I mean, yeah, there's a women's evolution going on in the thing, but they shouldn't have pushed that grade. I don't believe any woman should win the men's heavyweight championship. That loses the prestige to a championship. I believe they should keep the genders to themselves, doing intergender matches in the indies or anything like that. But that's just my opinion. So if anybody wants to, you know what I'm saying, give us a call on that opinion or on that subject, give us a call again. Area code 646-668-8672. Give us a call. Give the Southwest section some, you know, some questions or some comments on that. You know what I'm saying? Give me a call. Give us a call. So another thing, you know, if you guys are going to let me get off that subject, because I know a lot of people are touchy about that subject. I'm not really touchy about it, you know. A lot of people are touchy about it, but I'll get off that subject. You know, another thing is in Detroit, you guys are viewing Detroit area, Lincoln Park area. I'm a move from the mainstreams. I'm a little bit to the indie scene in Michigan. You know, if you're in the Metro Detroit area, Lincoln Park area, Downriver area, tomorrow night, Horror Slam. They present the show is actually called This Is Horror Slam. They got a jam-packed, I'm telling you, a jam-packed show. They got Nick Gage coming in. They got Nick Gage going. Let me see. I forgot who he's going against. Let me see. They got a jam-packed show. It's just going to be a jam-packed show. They're going to have the Undisputed Championship match. It's going to be the actual heavyweight champion of Horror Slam, the old-timer Jeff King, going against the interim heavyweight champion in the third generation heavyweight champion, Malcolm Monroe III, MM3. They're going to have Chuck Stein versus Casanova Valentine. They're going to have a jam-packed show. So if you guys are in the Lincoln Park area, anywhere in Metro Detroit, head there. It's going to be a jam-packed show. You guys are not going to want to miss out. Also, there's going to be a death match. It's going to be Peter B. Beautiful versus Sean Longhorn. There's going to be a tag match. There's going to be a tag team championship match. There's going to be Asmodeus and King Logan, the tag team championship, defending the titles against Detroit Punk. There's going to be the Undisputed King, Brian Wellington, is going to have an open challenge match. So, again, tomorrow is going to be at the VFW Hall, 1125 4th Street in Lincoln Park. Also, March 14th, MPW presents Mind Games. You're going to see great talent there. They're going to have Impact wrestler Jake Diener. He's a great talent there, so you're not going to want to miss that. So, callers, where you at? Call me. Hit me up, man. I'm right here. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the deathmatch community also. There's the Horror Slam match they got, or Horror Slam March 20, I think it's the 21st. It's going to be GCW versus Horror Slam. The night after that, GCW presents Guilty Conscience. There's going to be a jam-packed show. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on, man. So, callers, where you at? Southwest Texans in the house. Southwest Texans in the house, man. Where you guys at? I need you guys to call me. I'm feeling alone here. Where's the wrestling community at? Come on, Detroit. Hit me up, man. 646-668-8672. Southwest Texan is in the house. Southwest Texan. Southwest Texan is in the house. Where are you guys at? Anything else you guys want to bring up in the wrestling world you guys want to bring up? Hit me up. Let me see what else I can get for you guys, man. There's a lot of wrestling news here. How about the WWE wants to stop the scripted promos? It's about time that they stop the scripted promos, that they stop doing all that scripted promo thing, because the WWE machine has stopped doing... When they started doing scripted promos, they started sounding like robots. They started sounding cheesy. I believe that WWE needs to stop being so 95-ish, you know, and get back to stop letting the stars doing their little scripts and start letting them be their stuff. That's what the wrestling fans fell in love with when the Attitude Era came out, when they had the Stone Colds, the Rocks, the Triple H's, even the Road Dogs, and you know what I'm saying? All these people, they had their own mindset and their own creativity. You know what I'm saying? That's why Jon Moxley actually left the WWE to go to AEW, because he had his own creativity. He became Jon Moxley all over again from when he was in CZW Deathmatch Wrestling. He took that little downwater Dean Ambrose to going to AEW and becoming Jon Moxley all over again. He fell in love with the game all over again because he left that WWE machine, which was, you got to listen to what Vince or the creativity or the creative team got to go through. They're watered down. They're watering stuff down. You know what I'm saying? Where are the callers at? You know what I'm saying? I need the callers to you know, debate with me or go do something. Come on, man. 646-668-8672. Man, like I said, the WWE is starting to let them do their thing. Well, they should. They should be able to do their thing because that's what they're in the business for. That's what the indies was for. That's what the indies were for, to, you know, let them have their creativity and then go to WWE and be able to have the creativity. You know, but they stopped giving them the creativity, and that's what messed the WWE. That's what messed it all up. That's what messed them all up with that. Callers, where you at? Callers. Where you guys at? How about NXT TakeOver Portland this weekend? Man, that whole card was fire. That whole card was fire. The NXT heavyweight title match. What about Johnny Gargano turning his back once again on Tommaso Ciampa? The NXT women's title match, man, that was some crazy fire too. All the North American Championship. How about the Broserweights winning the NXT tag team titles? Now that was freaking awesome. That was an awesome I mean, they were throwing mad, like a throwing tag team, like WWE always do. But I mean, they couldn't have picked a better team. They couldn't have picked a better team in the Broserweight. That's a fire team. I believe that's a fire team right there. How about some more AEW stuff, guys? AEW Dynamite. How about their cage? What do you guys think about their cage? Their cage was a lot different than WWE's. Theirs is a lot taller. They got a little gap in between the ring. They got a, you know what I'm saying? And then Cody jumping off of that. People saying that's the best thing in wrestling. But another thing is, like they said, oh, there's nothing been done like that. No. But, Cody Rhodes jumped off of WWE's cage a few years back. I want to say 2013, 2014 maybe. I mean, it's not like it ain't been done. You guys, you act like you ain't never heard of Mick Foley getting thrown off of Hell in a Cell by The Undertaker back in 1998. Well, I mean, guys, you know, Shane McMahon jumped off of Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania 32, and then he jumped off of the Hell in a Cell. I witnessed it in Little Caesars Arena in 2017 at Hell in a Cell when Shane McMahon jumped off the Hell in a Cell. You guys act like that stuff doesn't happen. That stuff happens all the time. Wrestling has evolved from just jumping off a cage. You know, wrestling has evolved a whole lot. That's why there's a lot of there's a lot of wrestling to go around. People are complaining about saying there's stuff that hasn't been done. AEW is doing a lot of things that hasn't been done. They're just copycats, just like they did off of them shirts. Britt Baker with her role model, and then copying off of Bayley's shirt. Bayley's not my role model, and another shirt that they copied off of. You know, they saying that they're not going to copy off of WWE. They're not copying off of WWE. You know what I'm saying? That's just a lie. You know, nothing's original no more. That's why wrestling is everywhere. There's indie wrestling. There's WWE wrestling. There's AEW wrestling. Impact Wrestling, there's a lot of wrestling. You know, there's NWA. You know, NWA is actually the only thing that I can say that's keeping it an original. They're not going out to big arenas. They're not going to, you know, to little arenas or whatever. They're staying in the studio arena. They're keeping the studio vibe. They're keeping the old school vibe. They're keeping their 10 pounds of gold. They're keeping their old school titles. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can say that's original in wrestling right now. Impact Wrestling's not original. Anything else, there's nothing original. You know, NWA is a great place in wrestling right now, but some people may disagree. Some people will agree. But I believe that the NWA, you know, they even got some old school wrestlers, Ricky Morton and Rock and Roll Express. Shout out to Ricky Morton. But, you know, they got the old tag. They got their old titles. They haven't changed their titles. Billy Corgan's doing a great job in the NWA, you know what I'm saying, keeping it, you know, fresh, actually, in the day, but with the old school touch to it. You guys, where you guys at? 646-668-8672. Where you guys at? You know? What about the Miz and Mrs. viewership of the second season, man? They only got 500,000 viewers, according to the Showtime buzz, man. Last week's was 457,000 views. You know, I don't really watch it, but it's news. But, you know, it's kind of crazy because The Miz is trying to actually get fired from WWE in a way. He's trying to move out and branch out to being from, like, basically what John Cena and The Rock is. He's trying to branch out into that little Hollywood role. He's trying to bring his family in. You know what I'm saying, into the business. You know, I believe that he's going to bring in his whole family when his kids grow up. They're going to grow up to be, you know, little movie stars, or maybe The Miz is going to have a son somehow. I don't know if he can make a son. I don't know about that because he already had two daughters. But if he ever has a son, I believe that he'll have his son be a second generation star. I believe that he can have his son actually be a second generation superstar, but I don't believe that he's gonna have a son. So maybe his daughters will probably get interested in wrestling, seeing their dad's old matches. But I doubt it. Maybe Maurice will train him, The Miz both will train him, who knows? How about Vicky Guerrero when she appeared on AEW back in December, now WWE's are cutting their ties with her. They haven't even called her. You know what I'm saying? WWE's actually being petty towards Vicky Guerrero right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why it was a one-off appearance. It was known as a one-off appearance, but I believe, you know what I'm saying? I don't see why WWE is going to do that. What are they going to do next? Cut off DDP? Because, I mean, he appears on AEW Dynamite almost every week. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why WWE would do that at all. I don't see why WWE would do that at all. Callers, where you at? Where you at? Callers, where you at? Where you at? Area code 646. Again, 646. 668. 8672. Callers, where you at? Callers. Where you at? Where you at? Callers, where you at? Callers, where you at? Where you at? You guys got any comments on anything at all? Anything that I just mentioned in this whole 20, you know what I'm saying, this whole time? Any comments on AEW, WWE, The Miz and Mrs., you know, NXT TakeOver Portland, anything at all? The Broserweights, indie wrestling, anything at all? Is there anything that you guys want to talk about, callers, that you guys want to talk about? Give the Southwest Texan a challenge, you know what I'm saying? Bring up some questions, you know what I'm saying, that you guys want to talk about. It ain't got to be nothing I want to talk about. You guys can talk about anything you guys want, you know what I'm saying? Anything wrestling related, bring up anything, you know what I'm saying? Old school, new school, anything news that I missed. You know, how about NXT superstar, he's injured. The Tyler Bate is injured. He's out of action. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on in wrestling right now. There's a whole bunch. How about I'm going to go into the indie scene again. How about RST getting interviewed by Stone Cold Steve Austin? How about he was on Stone Cold's podcast talking about deathmatch wrestling? Stone Cold actually watched a couple deathmatch wrestlings from RSP. He talked about how he's a great scientist in the ring, how he's a great deathmatch wrestler, how he's a great heel, how he was a great face. You know, actually, deathmatch wrestling is really getting out there, you know, because there's such deathmatch promoters as ICW, IWA, Horse Slam. You got GCW number one. You got CZW. You got everything going out there. You know, there's deathmatch wrestling everywhere. But you know what I'm saying? It's starting to get out there. And if you guys want to check out any Horse Slam flicks or footage, anything, like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. Again, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. Like, share, and subscribe. You like it, man. I got an interview with Man Pando. I got an interview with Lance and Hawaii, the future. That's the Usos' cousin, Roman Reigns' cousin. So you guys want to check that out. I got MM3 on there, Jeff King. Like I said, Chuck Stein, Peter B. Beautiful. I got Briar Wellington on there. I got Nick Gage. I got Schlag. Man, you guys want to watch Deathmatch Wrestling, pro wrestling interviews. I got an interview with the Malcolm Monroe III, MM3, man. You guys want to check that out? Yeah. Let him in. So how about all that, man? You guys got to check out my YouTube channel, but I'm going to move on from that. How about Roman Reigns and John Cena actually granting us Make-A-Wish? You know what I'm saying? Gave him WrestleMania tickets for this year. What do you guys think about the WrestleMania card going on? We got the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. We don't even know what the we kind of know what the Universal title match is going to be. We know Roman Reigns is going to be in there. It could be against the Fiend, Bray Wyatt. It could be against Goldberg. Who knows what that's going to be like? You know what I'm saying? You guys got to check. What do you guys think about that? We got Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. We got Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the NXT Women's Championship. What do you guys think about the WrestleMania card so far? Is it too long? Is it too short? I believe that because there's only actually 9 matches announced, but you actually don't have the Intercontinental Champion on the card. You don't have the United States Champion on the card. You don't have the tag team titles on the card. So, you know, WrestleMania is going to probably build up to be the best WrestleMania we had in a long time. So just like the Royal Rumble, I hope the WWE can bottle that up and send it into WrestleMania, bottle that up, and have one hell of a WrestleMania and Royal Rumble this year and give us fans what we want. Drew McIntyre is the WWE champion. I don't know what you guys want to see, but I want to see Roman Reigns win that Universal Championship back because he never lost that title. He lost the title to Leukemia. So I believe that he would deserve to get in that title, the title back, you know, but I don't know how you guys feel about that. If you guys don't feel that Roman Reigns should be the Universal Champion, give us a call, 646-668-8672. So, callers, are you in? I hear we have a new caller. Send him in. What's going on, caller? What's your name? Where are you from?
Yo, yo, this is Lee Hughes from Wrestling Tracks. How you doing? Dallas, Texas up in the house, baby.
What's going on?
Ladies, I'm just going to throw some out there. Ricochet. Lesnar, right?
You said what?
To waste time. Huh?
You said what? I couldn't hear you.
Brock Lesnar and Ricochet is showdown, right?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar and Ricochet is showdown.
I hate to be that guy. I really do. I hate to be the spoiler guy. Really not a spoiler, but a prediction. We all know it. Let's face it. Brock Lesnar is going to do just like Thanos. Snap his fingers, if you will, and Ricochet, like himself as a superhero, ain't going to make it. Brock Lesnar got to take a quick stop, and it's over.
Oh, I believe that 100%. Ricochet is not going to win the WWE title anytime soon. He will win the WWE title eventually in time because he's a great superstar. He just needs to put a little weight on.
Definitely.
He's just, you know, something different. You know, people do say he's a superhero for all the stuff that he do. But one thing that kind of messes me up because I've been watching Ricochet for some years now when he was Prince Puma when he was in Lucha Underground. When he was in Lucha Underground, and I was watching a little bit of his indie stuff before then when he was facing people like Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, people like that, people of high caliber. But the whole thing is he just needs to put on a little more weight. And then, he could fly with and beat the best. I believe he could beat Brock Lesnar. It's just that they're not going to let it happen now because right now WrestleMania is hot for Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre for that WWE championship. That's what's hot right now. So they're not going to give it to him right away. They're going to give it to him in time. He was a United States champion. That's just basically a step down from the heavyweight title.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Ricochet likens himself to a superhero. Well, just found your Thanos.
You said what?
Ricochet likens himself to a superhero. So, in my opinion, you found your Thanos.
Right. I agree. But like I said, you know, it's just like a, you know, everybody has their own take on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has their own take on everything. Like I said, Ricochet is something, you know, a lot of people didn't think where he wasn't going to make it in the WWE. People didn't think he was going to make it to the WWE because of all the actual style that he had. He's a high flyer. You know, he's not heavy enough. He's not what we want in a heavyweight champion. But they actually seen that the people were wanting him and getting him over in the indies where he made it to the WWE.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to the word on the street. It's not official. Word on the street. Sting, maybe? A WrestleMania match, perhaps?
Sting? Yeah. I can believe that. The way stuff is going right now, look at Edge. I can believe that because I believe Edge's injuries were more life-threatening than Sting's because he's actually been in more hardcore matches, you know, TLC matches and matches like that, of that caliber. So I believe if anybody could come back, it can be Sting because he's one of them old-school wrestlers from back in the day where injury wouldn't hold him back, but he's actually he was actually at that age where, you know, he needed a couple years to actually just meditate, you know, keep his time and train hard and get back in that ring. It's just going to, it took him a couple years instead of like 10 years, almost 10 years like it did Edge. It's only going to take him actually six if he actually shows up sometime this year. And the reason for that being, like I said, he's an old school wrestler where he knows how to take care of himself and his body instead of, you know what I'm saying, taking like 10 years. But like I said, Edge's injuries were actually more threatening than things. So I see where Edge is coming from. But like I said, Sting's wasn't more threatening because he never took bumps and stuff like that. He was actually like a more technical wrestler and stuff like that. He didn't really put his body on the line like that.
Yes, sir. One more thing. I'm go ahead and get on. Right, one more thing. Samoa Johnson, Darth Dwayne The Rock Johnson. In my opinion, she would never in a million, you know, never in this life like her daddy. But you can keep the same work ethic, but you would never, ever, ever, forever, ever, never be like your pops.
To tell you the truth, I'm going to beg to differ for that because, you know, you got Tamina Snuka and you got Nia Jax. They're part of the same bloodline. They got the Nia Jax, you know, she's a part of the Samoa family. So Snuka, her dad is, you know, the famous Jimmy Snuka. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that her dad, The Rock's Simone, she's gonna be something big like Charlotte, I believe, because her dad's gonna train her and show her everything that he knew and that what he knows. Because that man is electrifying. The Rock is the most electrifying man in all sports of entertainment and any entertainment beyond wrestling. The Rock from day one, from when he stepped foot in the Survivor Series, was electrifying. Even though when he turned heel, they didn't like him at first. They chant that Rocky sucked. And then he went on to being the people's champ to actually going back to heel. But people actually loved his heel turn in 2002. So I believe he's going to show her all that, combust it all in one ball, and show her something that Ric Flair couldn't show his daughter. Because, you know what I'm saying, The Rock is more electrifying, I believe, than Ric Flair. Yeah, Ric Flair got 16 titles. The Rock got 10. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I believe that if Charlotte can, you know, be a 10-time champion and show herself, I believe that because the Samoa bloodline is bigger than the Flair bloodline. I believe so. I don't care what nobody says. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that Samoa, she's going to do something greater than Charlotte Flair and all them women all together because her dad's a Rock and he's not going to let her fall. And he's going to show her to be better than Charlotte Flair.
You know what? I'll say one more thing, but I'm adding that. What if at some point in time in the future will their paths cross? That'd be very interesting.
Oh, yeah, that'd be an interesting match because, you know, The Rock and Ric Flair actually, well, not one-on-one, but faced off at WrestleMania 20 in a tag match. That they're going to actually try to, if they end up crossing lines in the future, they're going to cross the paths that where they crossed paths at WrestleMania. But as how great Ric Flair is and how great The Rock is, that's going to all accumulate into that match. Man, that'd be something great.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, sir. Nice talking to you, brother.
Nice talking to you, too, man. Great, great. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
So, callers, you know, like I said, call and talk about anything. Give some questions to the Southwest Texan. I'm open for anything. Callers, 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. Give me a call. What do you think about Undertaker actually? Well, like my man said, Sting coming back, would it be against the Undertaker? Would it be a tag team match with the Undertaker? What do you think? What do you guys think? What do you guys actually think about the Hall of Fame class this year? Talking about WrestleMania, the Hall of Fame class. We got the Batista going into the Hall of Fame. We got NWO going into the Hall of Fame. Hulk Hogan is going to become a two-time Hall of Famer. And I believe that Davey Boy Smith is going to go in there, which I believe that should have happened a long, long time ago. I believe Owen Hart should actually be going. I believe that he should go in. I don't care what nobody says. His wife should be quit being petty, and WWE needs to quit being petty. They need to put their stuff aside and let Owen Hart go into the WWE Hall of Fame and actually become an actual two-time Hall of Famer for being with the Hart Foundation and being himself and actually with the Nation of Domination. That three-time Hall of Famer. That's 2-3-time caliber. He should have been a World Wrestling Federation champion. So, I mean, what do you guys think about the Hall of Fame this year? So, I mean, call it. Get in. Come on, come on. Give me a call. Give me a call. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? What about WWE telling Rhea Ripley she couldn't get other upper body tattoos? I think that's crazy because the tattoos shouldn't matter to the WWE. I mean, I know it's their company, blah, 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 but I believe that if she's going to get tattoos, she's going to get tattoos. It shouldn't affect what she's doing. It shouldn't affect what she's doing. It shouldn't affect what she's doing. It doesn't affect what she's doing in the ring. It doesn't affect what she's doing outside the ring when she's representing the WWE and what they're doing. Is there a new caller on the line? I hope so. What's going on? What's going on? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up? My name is Tyree. I'm calling from Northville.
Where you calling from?
Northville.
Northville?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how's it going, man? What you got for the Southwest Texan? What you got? What you got?
Man, so I was listening, and I was just listening to a lot of things. First off, about the whole Rhea Ripley tattoo thing, like, I didn't even notice about that until I found out yesterday. I thought that's very crazy because, just like you said, I know it's WWE's company, and they have their own type of strict rules and policies, but it's like people already coming in with tattoos. And this one thing, if they had, like, a bad tattoo, but, I mean, if that's something she wants to wear, I mean, she's just really representing herself in the company. And, you know, at the end of the day, she is their NXT Women's Champion. So you should respect the champion's wishes and just let her just move on with the tattoos.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, so much about her being a champion. I believe that she, because, I mean, I believe she already got a few tattoos on her arm. I don't believe that it should, like I said, it's not going to affect her ring work. It's not going to affect anything, you know, that she's doing when she's representing the WWE. It's not going to affect her defending her championship. It's not like she's injured or anything, you know what I mean? I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. And I believe that WWE, because if WWE is going to let them have the freedom of doing their own promos now, I believe that they should have freedom to have piercings. If they get ripped out, that's at their own risk. Or if they want to get tattoos, they should be able to get tattoos. I believe in that 100%.
For real. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the worst they can do is fire them, but we all know they're not going to fire these guys.
No, not over no tattoos. And if they do, that would be very petty on WWE side. That would be very
petty.
Yes,
it would be.
I believe that WWE became a petty company once they came out to be a corporate wrestling thing. You know, when they went PG-13 again or PG or whatever, I believe that they came out to be a big petty ball. You know what I'm saying? WWE, they have their product. People are going to stay with them. You know what I'm saying? During the bad and the good, just like they have fans now. But I believe that WWE needs to get it together because AEW, you know, like I say, AEW, I don't really like AEW, but they're going to get under the WWE, and WWE's going to have to push their way, and they're going to have to just eventually give them freedom of what they want to do just as long as they're not doing bad things. And you know what I'm saying? Let her do her tattoos, just long story short.
For real, that's what I'm saying. 100% agree with that. And speaking of AEW, it's like, I haven't watched AEW in a while because of work and stuff, but, you know, it's just like, I feel like when people compare AEW to WWE, it's more like AEW versus NXT, you know what I'm saying? Because we all know that AEW is not as good as WWE when it comes to selling out more merchandise, maybe box office, but if we're talking about superstars, the main roster has more and better people during than AEW. Now, the one thing I can agree on, I will give Cody Rhodes a benefit of the doubt. I remember that first match that they had at that first pay-per-view. I forgot what was it called when they had him go against his brother Dusty Rhodes to, like, and that whole match was to basically be based off of, like, to eliminate the Attitude Era and then showing everybody This is a new era. This is our way of coming in of a wrestling business throughout the future. And for them to start their own business, the only thing they really need to work on is, one, stop throwing shots at WWE. Because there's been a lot of companies who've done that before, like TNA, for example. They had so many dudes from WWE come to TNA, push their stars before TNA stars. Like when they had Kurt Angle ended Samoa Joe's undefeated streak, Adam won all those championship belts. I remember that. And another thing, I feel like they really need to work on their, like, AEW. I feel like they just really need to, like, work on their whole storylines, because I just feel like every week they just throw up a bunch of matches up together, 10, 20-minute time limit matches. It's like, you guys can step up your game a lot better, because they was beating NXT for the first couple of weeks, but now they're losing to NXT.
They're actually winning, but I agree with you on the storyline thing. I agree that they're just throwing up matches because every week is something different. They're not actually doing feuds, and they don't even have a mid-card for mid-card to fight over. They have their they only have their world heavyweight title, their women's title, and their tag title, which I believe, you know, that's a good start to a wrestling company if you want to start something off. But at the same time, what is a mid-carder going to fight for? There's not going to be 10 contenders when there should be a number one contender for a world heavyweight title.
Right, right. It's
so
crazy,
yeah,
too, like, here we go.
Yeah, I believe that's like, AEW is also trying to bring that deathmatch stuff in, too. Like, when Dean Ambrose fought against Kenny Omega, Joey Janela, Albie Allen, I believe that they're bringing that deathmatch in. So that, like, that's what the Attitude Era, like, a little bit Attitude Era, but a little bit of a lot better, because deathmatch is a lot better. Deathmatch is great. Like I said, I have a deathmatch channel. It's called Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. Check it out. Like, share, and subscribe it, because it's you can check out a lot of deathmatch wrestling stuff there. We have a lot of people on there. But AEW could bring up their game because, like you said, with that 15-minute time limit, all that other stuff, they're trying to do that from – they're trying to copy that from WCW back in the day when WCW and WWF used to do that time limit stuff. But at the same time, they also do need to quit taking shots at WWE, because that's going to be their downfall, like WCW did back in the day when Eric Bischoff used to give Monday Night Raw's results so they can keep, stay to WCW.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Next thing you know, they wind up buying WCW, and now it's their property.
Yeah.
Because it can happen again with AEW.
Mm-hmm. AEW, man. AEW could be great, but they're merching. Like they try to bring out their action figures too quick. You don't have a big enough roster to bring out action figures. You don't
right.
have a big enough roster to bring out action figures. WWE, they have a right to bring out action figures because they have a big-ass line of action figures. AEW is trying to move too quick. Trying to move too quick in the game. Like I heard, they want to bring out a video game. What is there for you to bring out a video game? Just stick to doing wrestling, get a roster up, and then maybe in a few, 3-4 years down the line, you could bring out games, you could bring out action figures because you have a big enough roster. Right now, you're just trying to get your name out there. You're trying to bring bigger ratings, and I just believe that AEW is moving too quick.
Yes, it is. They're moving too quick. They just need to slow it down, take it one step at a time like every other wrestling company.
Because they even got empty seats in their arenas when they do pay-per-views and when they do their AEW Dynamite. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about – people are talking about, oh, WWE got big old, huge spots that are empty. But at the same time, AEW is having that same problem because not a lot of people are into AEW. A lot of people are into WWE, vice versa.
Definitely. That's what I'm saying, too. That's why I've been telling people when they be comparing AEW to WWE, it's more like AEW versus NXT. And NXT, I thought they're kicking AEW's ass now, especially they have this storyline going on with Rhea Ripley. You know, her, a champion, throwing out the challenge to the Royal Rumble winner at WrestleMania for the NXT Women's Championship. I really feel like between her and Charlotte, that would be a really great match to watch at WrestleMania if it happens.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that 100% because NXT, like I say, I believe, like I watch both. That's what makes me choose NXT over AEW because the NXT got Triple H. Triple H knows how to throw a show together because he's been through the, you know, through all basically all the eras that WWE was going up and down with when it came to 95, he was there. You know, he actually went through them eras. He went through Hunter Hearst Helmsley. They built him up. Well, they threw him back down when the curtain call came to throw because he knew about it. They threw him back down to mid-card. He was supposed to compete for the World Wrestling Federation title. But I believe that Triple H knows how to throw a show together because he's been through ups and downs through everything.
Yes,
and I believe that's why NXT is more successful because they know how to do storylines. The NXT, let me give you a good example. NXT Portland, TakeOver Portland, was a great pay-per-view because it had the tag titles on the line, the women's title on the line, the heavyweight title on the line, and two filler matches, which weren't really filler matches. They were great matches. You had Dakota Kai versus, I believe it was Candice LeRae, and then it had Finn Balor versus Johnny Gargano. And that was a great pay-per-view. There wasn't too much filler. You had all the titles on the line and everything. So, I mean, I believe that Triple H knows how to do a match better than even all of AEW's creative together because Triple H knows what he's doing.
For real, exactly. I just wish, you know, how they put more work. How they put more work in the NXT. I just wish they can put, you know, just as much work in the main roster and make that great again. Because the main roster hasn't really been that good in a while. I mean, this time it's picked up its moments with the good and the bad throughout the years, though. But you know, I know NXT is also killing them as well. And the main roster got a bigger roster than the NXT roster. But you would imagine it's like. Every superstar that you see, okay, so it's like you see there's not that many superstars at NXT, but they'll still push most of them, even in the mid-card level. You see some right now that they're not even trying to push. I've seen articles where Mr. McMahon gave up pushing on certain superstars. He even admitted, like, after I found out he gave up pushing EC3, I'm like, man, it's the same dude who beat Kurt Angle for TNA World Heavyweight Champion. The same dude, he was on his own winning streak in TNA. And I just think about how these dudes, when they came to WWE, their careers in WWE is way different from when it was more successful, when it was like in TNA or Ring of Honor or New Japan Pro Wrestling and stuff, because they actually won more titles or they became world champions. And EC3, yeah. He is a good wrestler.
And I agree with that because EC3 was great when he left NXT the first time. And when he went to TNA, he became TNA world champion, grand champion. And I believe that he should have never left TNA to go back to NXT because I believe he knew that what was going to happen. And that's why when his contract is up with WWE this time, he's going to be done with them completely. And he's going to go to AEW and he's going to flourish and he's going to become world heavyweight champion. But we have 6 minutes to go, though. But if you want to, you know, stay on the line, we'll talk wrestling. But I believe that EC3 is a great talent, that he could step up his game in AEW. I mean, he could have done it in WWE, but, you know, WWE, like I said, is a machine. They process the same stuff. And I believe when he was in NXT, they let him go too quickly because he didn't even win any championships.
Definitely.
Because I believe that he should have won the title, at least in the NXT, to go to the main roster and at least prove himself to win a mid-card title or even the heavyweight title. Because I believe EC3 is heavyweight contendership all the way.
Oh, definitely. There's no question, no doubt about that. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a great talent, and that's what WWE's messing. That's where they seem to mess up a lot. They don't know how to create stars like they did back in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, or the Ruthless Aggression Era.
Yeah, did you watch, I'm going to give you these last 5 minutes. Did you actually watch that Ruthless Aggression thing they got going on the network?
Oh, man, I watched some of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing, but some of it was good, though, that I watched it.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I watched actually both episodes. Well, yeah, I watched both episodes. They did the one on John Cena, but the first one, man, was man, they outdid their stuff. The Attitude Era stuff that they did back in the past, it actually calibrates to that. And I believe that the John Cena one, they gave the John Cena story. They should have kept that for last, because that should have been the cherry on top. They should have kept John Cena for last. They should have did somebody else like the Big Show, Brock Lesnar or something. But that it's really good, and I can't wait to watch the rest of it.
Yeah, man, I need to start watching on that, because that was one of my favorite eras, the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era, and the Modern Era. But then everything changed a whole lot when he went PG, and I'm like, man.
Most definitely. I grew up actually in the Attitude Era. I actually started watching in like 97, 98-ish. And, man, I seen the whole – from when Bret Hart was fighting Stone Cold WrestleMania 13, I went to WrestleMania 23. Man, like, I seen all from WrestleMania 13 to WrestleMania coming up. I've seen every one of them. And, man – Ruthless Aggression and Attitude Era was my favorite. Out of any era, those are my two favorite eras. Because you had Eddie Guerrero actually in the Ruthless Aggression era, and that was my favorite dude. That was my favorite dude. That's the reason why I bought the Undisputed Championship that I got. I got an Undisputed Championship replica just because that was one of my favorite wrestlers. That's the reason why I bought that belt.
Oh, that's nice. I'm give me a new belt right now. I just got the WWE Championship belt on the way right now.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. That's awesome. I got I'm actually gonna meet Ric Flair next week at Autorama in Detroit downtown.
Oh, same here, man. Same here.
You gonna be there?
Oh, definitely.
Hey, man. Hit me up on Facebook. Take it down real quick.
Gotcha, gotcha.
It's Day-Day Cruz, D-E-D-A-Y, Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
Gotcha.
I'll be there, man. You'll recognize me. I'll take both of my belts. I have the WWE Championship, the one that Brock Lesnar has, and I have the Undisputed title.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Day-Day
Cruz,
yeah.
West Coast.
Yep,
oh,
I'm the top. Yep. Meet me there, man. And like I said, like, share, and subscribe to my channel. And actually, tomorrow night I'll be in the house at the VFW Hall in Lincoln Park for a Horror Slam show. It's going to be a jam-packed show. I don't know if you know about the any of Deathmatch wrestlers, but Nick Gage is going to be there. Schlack is going to be there. Man, it's going to be a jam-packed show. I'm going to be there. Martez is actually going to be in the house. I believe Al is going to be in the house. We're actually going to be there, so if you want to come up there, man, it's going to be a great show.
Gotcha, gotcha. Sounds great. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, not a problem, man. Just show up, man, and it'll be cool. I got 90 seconds left, man, so it was great talking to you, talking about wrestling, man. And Martez, man, can't wait to see you next – or hear you next week on Wrestle Talk in the D. And coming up next is actually the debate show. I'll actually probably be a part of the debate show also. So watch out, call out for that. Tune in. And this has been the Southwest Texan. Again, Martez, thanks for the opportunity. Come back next week. And this is Wrestle Talking to D, you guys from the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. Thank you, guys.